From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. South Florida has been invaded by thousands of federal troops on a mission of mercy. Transport planes are arriving about every 15 minutes with food, water, and troops. President Bush spoke to reporters earlier today.
At least 7,000 federal troops are on station or en route to deliver services to Floridians who are the victims of this horrible disaster. And that amounts to a full brigade. Another 1,000 Marines are going to Opa-locka to help if necessary. Two tent cities with sanitation facilities, which can house 5,000 people, will arrive in Florida this afternoon from Guantanamo.
So are the victims of Hurricane Andrew satisfied with the federal government's response? A lot are not. They say the troops should have been there Monday night, right after the storm hit. This woman was one of the many people standing in a distribution line.
It's the private community who's helping each other. The government hasn't done squat. The government's promised us food stamps. They've promised us federal aid as far as money. There's some of us who are on unemployment. All of us are going to need to be on unemployment. There's nothing down here to even file for that.
She's angry to say the least, but conditions are improving in South Florida. By the way, the death toll from the hurricane is now up to 31. More news after this.
Now through September 12th at your participating Goodyear retailer. Buy one Goodyear radial at regular price, get the next one half off.
So I buy one tire, you give me half a tire?
No, buy one Goodyear Invicta GS, Eagle GA, or Wrangler HT at regular price, get the next one at half off.
Yeah, what am I going to do with half a tire?
No, you save 50%, half price.
Oh, half off, why didn't you say so?
I thought I did.
Okay.
Hurry, see why we say the best tires in the world have Goodyear written all over them.
Now the first tire is a full tire, right?
Oh boy.
What are you in for?
Auto theft. How about you?
Grand larceny. How about you, Moms?
I served the wrong stuffing.
No! You didn't make stovetop stuffing with those toasty breadcrumbs?
The celery and onions?
Oh, and the herbs and spices. Yum.
Like my dear old mommy made.
But I thought stuffing was stuffing.
What are you talking about?
We got a tough one here.
No kidding.
When it comes to stuffing, there's no substitute for stovetop.
You may have heard that some folks have been trying to take advantage of the situation in South Florida by price gouging, by charging ridiculously high prices, such things as building materials, plastic sheeting, ice, and other items. Well, the Florida Attorney General's office says it's out to get those gougers. This is spokesman Joe Bizzaro.
If we nail them on this, they're going to pay a major price. They're here to make a profit, but they're going to end up paying up to $10,000 per violation. It's going to take money out of their pocket.
In other words, convicted price gougers will face heavy fines. Carol Brewis works at a big hardware store in South Miami. Here's what she thinks about price gougers.
I definitely think they should be shot.
Know anybody who lives on Guam? A typhoon slammed into the U.S. territory of Guam. Wind gust up to 150 miles an hour. A lot of damage reported. More than 80 people are injured. Allied warplanes patrolling the no-fly zone over southern Iraq looking for Iraqi aircraft, but they are not seeing any. And U.S. jets are also dropping leaflets near Iraqi military bases. Pentagon's Bob Hull.
We dropped leaflets over the zone. There were sort of two kinds of leaflets. One was aimed at the possible people might be flying planes, saying don't fly or you'll be shot down. And the other was aimed at people who run radars, saying don't point them at us or try to acquire us, or you'll suffer the consequences.
Bob Hull of the Pentagon. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Nicholas Mabrulis has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of racketeering, tax evasion. Mabrulis, a seven-term congressman, he told reporters the 17-count indictment is absolutely a bunch of lies. An earthquake measuring a whopping 7.0 on the Richter scale reported in the Atlantic off the east coast of Africa a little while ago. So far, no reports of any tidal waves. Tabasco lovers, you can stop worrying. Louisiana's McElhenney Company, which makes the hot sauce that is famous around the world, survived Hurricane Andrew, mostly intact. Some of the pepper crop damage, but still plenty stored in warehouses. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closing up 13 points at 3268. This is ABC News.
Television has kept us laughing for over 40 years. This Sunday, the Emmy Awards celebrates four decades of TV comedy and salutes the people who make the magic. Join hosts Tim Allen, Kirstie Alley, and Dennis Miller for a night filled with unforgettable memories and special guest appearances by the funniest men and women on television. The 44th Annual Emmy Awards, Sunday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Doug Limerick.
AM 1500, KSTP. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Angela Storr live in the Eyewitness Newsroom. Minneapolis police have arrested two teenagers ages 14 and 15 for a fatal shooting. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner says the victim is 23-year-old Timmy Smith, who was shot about 8 o'clock last night at his home at 3301 Columbus Avenue South. In Duluth, a jury today found Scott E. Stewart guilty of all 11 counts of first-degree murder in the death of St. Cloud State student Melissa Johnson. Stewart originally confessed to police that he raped and killed Johnson last summer. But at his trial, Stewart testified that the confession was an attempt to divert attention from the real killers to friends of his. Stewart could be sentenced to life in prison. Today at the Minnesota State Fair, spectators at the bungee jump thought it was part of the act, but it was really a close call. One of the operators was doing a test jump this afternoon when part of the equipment got stuck and wouldn't come down. The man dangled for about 30 minutes until operators on the ground patched up an electrical short. The man wasn't injured. Electricians have solved the problem, so the bungee jump is once again open for business. Anti-abortion forces are attacking Congressman Jerry Sikorski, who is running for re-election in the 6th District. Sikorski recently switched to a position in favor of abortion rights, but his attackers are focusing on his nearly 700 bad checks at the House bank. Today, Tad Jude, who is opposing Sikorski in the DFL primary, challenged the congressman to fully disclose his checking account. And the Minnesota Citizens for Life has sent out mailings on Sikorski's bad checks. In retaliation, Sikorski filed a federal lawsuit against the MCCL, saying the political mailings threaten the organization's nonprofit status. The $15 million Mystic Lake Casino has only been open for a couple of months, but its owners are already planning a new casino next to the old one. The Shakopee Mittagawantan tribe says the new casino will feature a country western theme. It will have a restaurant, a dance floor, and of course, country music. It's expected to open next spring. That's the news. For a check on traffic, let's go to Art Reeder.
Plenty of slow traffic throughout the metro. You'll find problems in the downtown St. Paul, eastbound Interstate 94, slow from before Lexington all the way into downtown. They did reopen another ramp into downtown St. Paul. That's this 10th Street ramp. If you stay in the left or center lanes of traffic past most of the delays, then you can get over and get into that 10th Street ramp into downtown St. Paul. We'll save yourself some time. Also, watch for slow traffic northbound 35W, an accident about 26th Street. You'll find stop and go traffic starting near 46th Street. South 35 is also slow through South Minneapolis because of an accident near the crosstown that has been cleared. And also watch for an accident in Woodbury. You'll find it northbound 494 near Valley Creek Road. Art Reeder, airborne for KSTP, the talk station.
Thank you, Art. Now for the weather. A chance of light showers this evening, then partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s, partly cloudy.